In freestyle swimming, the kick provides only about 10 to 30% of propulsion, but it is essential for maintaining body position, rotation, stability, and overall efficiency. The arms generate most of the forward force, while the kick helps keep the hips high, supports the stroke rhythm, and prevents the body from sinking. Mastering the two main kick patterns, the two-beat kick and the six-beat kick, allows swimmers to adapt to different race distances, energy demands, and breathing patterns. The two-beat kick consists of one kick per arm stroke, or two kicks per complete arm cycle. It is a minimalist, energy-conserving pattern best suited for long-distance swimming, open water, and events beyond 400 meters. Its main purpose is not strong propulsion, but balance, rotation, and body position. The downward kick should occur as the opposite arm enters the water, creating a cross-body connection that naturally promotes hip rotation and stability. Open water swimming often favors the two-beat kick because saltwater buoyancy helps lift the body higher, making the efficient pattern even more effective. The six-beat kick consists of three kicks per arm stroke, or six kicks per complete arm cycle. It creates continuous leg movement and provides more propulsion, but it also uses more energy. This pattern is best for sprints, short races, and situations where speed is more important than energy conservation. The rhythm is often described as a waltz, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Bob Bowman, Michael Phelps' coach, has emphasized the importance of training with a six-beat kick to build speed and fitness. Research cited in the text shows that intermediate swimmers improved their 50-meter time by 10.21% after 4 weeks of consistent six-beat kick training. A four-beat kick is also mentioned as an asymmetrical pattern, three kicks on one side and one on the other. It often works well for swimmers who breathe to the same side every other stroke. Swimmers who use bilateral breathing may find symmetrical patterns such as the two-beat or six-beat kick more natural. The best kick pattern depends on the swimmer's breathing rhythm, race distance, speed goals, and body mechanics. Timing is the most important technical detail. The kick must connect with the arm stroke, not fight against it. In freestyle, the coordination is diagonal, similar to walking. When the left hand enters the water, the right leg kicks down. This opposite limb timing creates body rotation, stability, and a smoother stroke. The primary kicks in any pattern should occur at the same fundamental timing point to maintain proper rotational rhythm. Common kick timing mistakes include kicking with the same side leg as the pulling arm, kicking too early or too late, starting the kick from the knee instead of the hip, bending the knees too much, and lifting the feet out of the water. These errors create a disconnected feeling between the upper and lower body and reduce efficiency. A useful way to understand the correct coordination is to notice the natural diagonal pattern in walking and apply the same principle in the water. The choice of kick should be strategic. For long-distance races, the two-beat kick conserves energy while maintaining alignment. For sprints and shorter races, the six-beat kick provides greater power and propulsion. Elite swimmers often switch patterns during a race. Sun Yang, for example, used a two-beat kick for about 90% of his 1500-meter world record race, and then shifted to a powerful six-beat kick for the final 150 meters. This shows that kick selection is part of race strategy, not just a fixed technique. Training both kicks requires deliberate practice. A kickboard can help build rhythm, but swimmers often make the mistake of lifting their heads, which drops the hips and ruins body position. To maintain a horizontal position, swimmers should press the armpits and lats down while holding the board, kick from the hips rather than the knees, and point the toes to increase surface area and leverage. Useful drills include the 636 drill. Swim three arm strokes, then perform six kicks while keeping the body turned to one side. This drill helps connect propulsion, body position, and kick timing. Another drill is to wear one paddle and one fin on the same side, which creates a stronger connection between the pull and the kick. A rhythm-building exercise is to swim 100 meters. Gradually increase stroke rate over the first 50 meters while keeping one kick pattern, then maintain a medium stroke rate over the second 50 meters while switching from 2-beat to 4-beat to 6-beat. Video analysis is also valuable because it reveals technique flaws that are hard to feel while swimming. Swimmers should record from different angles and focus on body position, stroke mechanics, and kick frequency. Self-assessment should include listening for splashing, feeling for rotation, and noticing whether the legs are driving or flailing. Kick endurance should be trained differently from running or cycling. Short, high-quality repetitions are more effective than long, slow kicking. A good approach is to start with 25-meter high-intensity kicks and take twice as much rest as work time. For 2-beat endurance, the focus is on maintaining proper timing during longer swims. For 6-beat stamina, swimmers should gradually increase duration while preserving rhythm and kick quality. The key takeaway is that freestyle efficiency comes from matching the kick to the goal. Use the 2-beat kick to conserve energy in long distance and open water swimming. Use the 6-beat kick for speed, sprints, and final race efforts. Synchronize the kick with the opposite arm entry, kick from the hips, and train both patterns with purposeful drills. The ability to switch between kick patterns is a major performance advantage, allowing swimmers to conserve energy for most of a race and then access extra speed when it matters most.